Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Today's show is a family affair.
Competing on Top Chef with somebody you love, it's just a beautiful thing.
And one to remember.
You all said you would never forget. Well, I'm here to make sure that you don't.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Thursday, September 9th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. ABC has announced the full cast for its 30th season of Dancing with the Stars. Joining Olympic gold medal gymnast Suni Lee and entertainer JoJo Siwa, who were both previously announced, are country music singer Jimmy Allen, former Spice Girl Melanie C, Bling Empire star Christine Chu, The Office and Bold Type star Melora Hardin, YouTuber Olivia Jade, former Bachelor Matt James, Broadway star and The Talk host Amanda Kloots, Karate Kid and Cobra Kai star Martin Cove, wrestler Mike The Miz Mizanin, Real Housewives of Atlanta star Kenya Moore, Peloton instructor Cody Rigsby, Beverly Hills 90210 star Brian Austin Green, and basketball player Iman Shumpert. The new season kicks off September 20th. The show must go on for Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist. After news broke last month that the canceled NBC musical drama was near a deal with Roku for a potential wrap-up TV movie, the good news is finally here. Zoe's Extraordinary Christmas is officially happening. The feature-length conclusion will debut on the Roku channel this holiday season as the streaming player's first original movie. Production begins in Vancouver this month, and the movie will pick up where season two left off, continuing Zoe's journey as she navigates work, family, love, and everything in between. Star Jane Levy will be joined by the entire cast from the series. The power of three has officially been restored. Following Madeline Mantock's surprise exit as one of the three stars of the CW's Charmed, a move that had echoes of the original series, the show has found someone to take over as a third Charmed One. Lucy Barrett, best known for her leading role on the Duplass Brothers web series Co-Ed, has been cast as a brand new witch to join Melanie Diaz and Sarah Jeffrey. For more on those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. All right, let's get cooking with today's number three pick, Top Chef Family Style. Hosted by Meghan Trainor, this new spin on the culinary competition series features 15 young chefs from across the nation who will sharpen their knives and battle it out to prove that their culinary skills are aged to perfection. But they won't be doing it alone. Each young contestant will pair up with an adult family member, competing together in a series of suspenseful quickfire and elimination challenges. These will include mastering molecular gastronomy for the cast of Peacock's Saved by the Bell, creating a meatless menu for an NFL tailgate with the LA Rams, and whipping up a sweet dessert spectacle for JoJo Siwa. Featuring special guests and familiar faces from across the Top Chef family, including Marcus Samuelson as head judge, Top Chef Family Style is a dish for all ages to enjoy. Here's a clip from the two-episode premiere featuring guest judge Jesse Tyler Ferguson.
Hi, Kennedy and Rosie.
Hi.
So we did pistachio salmon and honey glazed carrots with garlic mashed potatoes.
What was the hardest thing to cook, Kennedy?
It was just the time pressure was just, this was probably the hardest round.
Hi, Evan, Jen. You want to tell us about your dish?
We made a creamy sea urchin risotto with a quail egg hollandaise balsamic reduction with caviar.
Amazing.
Ava, how do you feel about the round?
We just feel really confident in our dish.
Good for you.
Thank you, guys. Yeah.
Annika Nunu. We made prawn scampi with homemade pasta and crunchy gremolata breadcrumbs.
Have you made angel hair before?
Yes, but I learned it's very hard to make it for like so many people. So I think we took a little bit of a risk.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Annika Nunu's dish is very sophisticated. Everything on this plate, they made it.
Very flavorful.
Prawns are very easy to get wrong. They can become very rubbery, and this was perfectly done.
And the pasta is well prepared. I love that little heat of spice to it.
Prawns are the most important part, so that is very
a little bit worrying. Yeah.
What do we think about Kennedy and Rosie's salmon?
Didn't shy away from the high-end ingredients. They actually highlight the pistachio and that beautiful honey.
The salmon's perfectly cut. I do find the pistachio-encrusted things to be a little 1980s, which is interesting because Kennedy was not alive at that point.
No, she was not.
Between 1 to 10, what would you say we did?
8.
Even Jen's beautiful risotto, the rice is overcooked, but it's definitely something you would get in a Michelin-starred restaurant.
Execution is not perfect, but I love these flavors. I would put this on a tasting menu anytime.
Wow.
Oh, this food looks so good. I wish you could see it. Anyway, prizes will be doled out along the way, but ultimately, only one chef duo will be crowned the winner and receive the grand prize of $50,000. You can see the competition kick off with the first two episodes of Top Chef Family Style streaming on Peacock now. It's trivia time. Which of the following is not a real Top Chef spinoff that's been produced at some point? Top Chef Just Desserts, Top Chef Seniors, or Life After Top Chef? Stick around for the answer.
Number two.
Now, time to unveil our number two pick, No Responders Left Behind. The new documentary follows Jon Stewart, yes, former Daily Show host Jon Stewart, along with 9/11 activist John Feel and FDNY hero Ray Pfeiffer on their long fight to secure health care and benefits for thousands of 9/11 responders. Together, they'll take on the U.S. government on behalf of ailing responders, including Ray, who are dying from toxins released at Ground Zero. Shot over 5 years, the documentary is a heart-wrenching story of courage and resilience as the three find themselves in the fight of their lives to guarantee that these responders' legacy is kept alive forever. Here's a preview.
As I sit here today, I can't help but think what an incredible metaphor this room is for the entire process that getting health care and benefits for 9/11 first responders has come to.
This country was based and formed on volunteerism, and those who went to 9/11 voluntarily are paying the ultimate price.
PTSD, lungs, cough.
One of the first bills I got was $200,000.
I see all these guys married with kids, and they're losing their houses, their health.
John Feel is an extraordinary person.
He organized all the first responders.
Today, hundreds of first responders, survivors, and families will be marching in Washington.
We're here on a mission. We're helping 9/11 responders, volunteers, and survivors.
And I know you left the business. How do you feel like you made the right move?
He's fighting for people that are sick and dying. Of course he made the right move.
This is a really powerful story arriving just ahead of the 20th anniversary of 9/11. And you can stream No Responders Left Behind on Discovery Plus now. Stay tuned. Our number one pick is coming up. What to Watch will be right back. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. Who doesn't have fond memories of playing Frogger at the arcade? Well, besides everyone too young to remember arcades. Well, now Peacock is bringing the game to life as a competition series with an epic obstacle course. Joining co-host Damon Wayans Jr. is Kyle Brandt, who answered the question for EW, what you watching?
Right now I'm watching The Movies That Made Us on Netflix because I thought I knew everything about Back to the Future. I really did. I know all about the Eric Stoltz stuff and how weird Crispin Glover was. I didn't. I learned something new, all kinds of new things. I had no idea that the guy who plays Biff was a stand-up comic that had done The Tonight Show. I thought I knew everything about Forrest Gump, about Home Alone, about Ghostbusters. There's all kinds of things still 30, 40 years later that you don't know, and it kind of feels like watching those movies over and over. And it's fun because they get a few key people to sit down for every episode. They've got Lieutenant Dan, Gary Sinise shows up and sits down for Forrest Gump, Jennifer from Back to the Future. You know, they don't get Richard Gere and Julia Roberts for Pretty Woman, but they get the hotel manager. And sometimes that's all you need. The movies that made us. I also kind of like The Toys That Made Us, but The Movies That Made Us doesn't miss. Just like EW, which I have read since I was in high school. The first cover of Entertainment Weekly I ever bought was Scream 2. Love that, Neve Campbell, Jada Pinkett. The best. But EW, thank you. And The Movies That Made Us, check it out.
Ah, I love that cover too. Thanks for the shout out, Kyle. As he said, you can stream The Movies That Made Us on Netflix and catch Frogger streaming on Peacock.
Number one.
And now let's keep it real for our number one pick, Blood Brothers, Malcolm X and Muhammad Ali. Another documentary, this one tells the extraordinary story behind the friendship and ultimate falling out of two of the 20th century's most iconic figures. Produced by Kenya Barris, Blood Brothers tracks three pivotal years in the lives of Malcolm X and Muhammad Ali as the civil rights leader and champion boxer formed a remarkable bond, one that would ultimately be undone by Malcolm's split with the Nation of Islam. Through interviews with those closest to them, including Malcolm X's daughter Ilyasa Shabazz and Ali's brother Rahman, as well as never-before-seen footage, Blood Brothers offers a new look at two men at the forefront of Black America during this time. Here's a preview.
Did your brother like being around, Mom?
Love, 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 brother. I did too.
Malcolm X was a genius.
They had the student-teacher relationship.
He comes back home thinking, okay, I've done this for America, I'm the champ, I'm everything, but I'm still in a segregated world.
The Nation of Islam and Malcolm provide a language of Black excellence and Black supreme achievement.
My father wanted to be great. And there are things that Malcolm taught him that my father kept with him until his last day.
For my father to take his wife and his babies and go to his home meant that my father trusted him 100%. That was their blood brotherhood.
A historical document, a companion piece to last year's One Night in Miami, a compelling portrait of two legends. Blood Brothers is all of that and much more. And it's available to stream on Netflix right now.
Trivia.
And lastly today, the answer to our trivia question. Which of the following is not a real Top Chef spinoff that's been produced at some point? Top Chef Just Desserts, Top Chef Seniors, or Life After Top Chef? The answer is Top Chef Seniors. Just Desserts ran for two seasons from 2010 to 2011 on Bravo, while Life After Top Chef aired for just one in 2012. Well, that is going to do it for today's episode. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Senior TV Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.
What to Watch.
Today's episode of What to Watch was written by Tyler Aquilina, edited and produced by Joshua Heller, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Shayna Naomi Crockmull and Carly Usden.